browsing the internet one day, I came across a file that caught my interest, available for free download, called My Personal Chemtrail Record. After saving it to my hard drive and opening it up, I was taken aback by what I saw. Photographs, video clips and text, documenting the persistent trails, or chemtrails as they were called here, just like the ones I'd made myself. Finally, I had found someone who shared my concern. The text files also revealed the author had noticed the trail's strange patterns, their effect on the weather and magnification of the sun's heat. What really staggered me though was the fact that the location being documented was my very own town. I was amazed to realize that a chance download from the World Wide Web had brought something so close to home. Now, armed with the newly learned term, I typed chemtrails into a local media search engine. Lo and behold, up came a Northwich Chronicle article entitled, Man on the Trail of Skyscape Mystery, detailing the concerns of a man who lived fairly locally to me. It read, are the skies being illicitly contaminated with a mysterious substance that may have serious effects on people's health? One Cadinton man thinks so, and is on a mission to find the truth. Phil Morris, 50, is gravely concerned with what he perceives to be happening to the atmosphere in the Northwest and across the world. The phenomena he refers to are known as chemtrails, long-lasting thick white expanding trails left by non-commercial planes that eventually merge and blanket the skies. Ask yourself this, he said. When did you last see clear blue skies over Lancashire and Cheshire with no clouds anywhere, without the pure natural skyscape being polluted by these trails and haze? Phil first noticed the phenomena, contrasted with contrails, condensation trails, which are normal water vapor trails left by commercial airliners, that usually disappear within a minute, 3.5 years ago. He started videotaping them, and has amassed a significant collection of images to support his arguments. He continued. The planes I have videotaped leave large crosses, grids, and H shapes in the sky that spread out slowly over hours, to create fake chemical clouds. They fall and thicken quickly, leaving the telltale donut on a rope shape. They are pure white in daylight, and pale pink as the sun sets, while every other natural cloud had varying shades of white, gray, and black plus colors, as the sun sets. Phil claims his health and his family's have been affected in some way by the chemtrails, tallying with reports from around the globe. Symptoms include head pains, severe earache, stiff neck and shoulders, dizziness, sinus infections, lack of concentration and all year-round flu symptoms. Official sources, including DEFRA, the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, the Ministry of Defense, the Met Office and NASA, have played down Phil's concerns, stating that trails are nothing more than ice particles from water vapor at altitudes of 20 to 35,000 feet. But they are patently not, said Phil, as these trails often go right through and below much lower wispy normal clouds at 5 to 10,000 feet only. So what could be the explanation? There are hundreds of websites with photos from the US and Europe of chemtrails, with guesses, based on rainwater and soil samples, at the material being sprayed. Many websites in the US are convinced that US Air Force planes are spraying aluminium powder in a fibrous expanding spider-like mesh, based on the thesis of H-bomb inventor Ed Teller, to trap CO2, deflect the sun's rays, and reduce global warming, and barium for 3D topography radar imaging purposes for the military, said Phil. He admits there are a lot of weird and wacky conspiracy theorists out there, but with the BBC and Guardian newspaper interested in following up his story, if hard evidence including actual trail samples can be obtained, it seems this is one trail that isn't going to go cold in a hurry. Hot on this trail, I went straight to YouTube to see if anybody had posted footage there.
May. The sky is absolutely turning white. You pan across. Not a cloud in the sky. Every single thing here is from planes. 8 o'clock in the morning. Should be pure blue sky. And it's absolutely covered in this stuff. Just look at this. What is this stuff? It's going to be a very hot day today, very dry, not humid, no clouds, all this stuff. You can see the planes there making 90 degree turns. There's another 90 degree turn. And now it's very hot. Now the trails are thickening out, spreading out, not moving, and blending together to turn the sky completely white. These airliners never leave a trail for more than 5 seconds. So what the hell is all this stuff? Every bit of blue sky where there's no cloud is being interlaced and covered, floating in the sky. That plane's making a curve, crossing several other trails. It's flying right through this band now. There it goes. It's underneath it. Huge trail. Now what's interesting is whether I should keep tracking this plane to see if its trail stops. Because its trail could stop. Its trail could stop any second. Let's see if it decides to switch off. So that's usually what happens. It often leaves a massive cross. You can see there, it's interrupted. It's actually gone through it. And it's still flying. Feeling it's breaking up and switching off because it's fading away. It's still putting out a trail, but I think it's switching off something because it's fading away. Yep, and you're getting a gap there. So I was pretty right. It's left a massive cross through quite a few trails, gets to here, and it's gone. I think they're making a cross, pretty close. Yeah, very close. Zoom back, and there's your cross. Two trails. Guess which one is vapor. That'll be another vapor trail. Disappearing in seconds. Oops. But what's that stuff it's flying through? There you go. It's flying right through that thick white stuff. Its own trail disappears in seconds. So what is the other stuff that was left 10 or 15 minutes ago? And does this pilot know what he's flying through? Is that going to affect his health? What is streaming out of these jets that are turning UK skies completely white? Yesterday in North Wales we had the same weather. Not a trail in the sky, not a cloud in the sky, pure blue skies.
A feeling of consternation accompanied the realization that the aerial spraying was going on worldwide, with people from all walks of life noticing the same thing at the same time, the dramatic change in climate, and detrimental effect on health. Still, it was a relief to know I wasn't the only one who was wise to it.
There's a one in the sky.
There is a one in the sky.
It's a line.
It's a line. And we want to know what makes it, huh?
Yeah, why is it there?